Today's lunch for Nishos Kamlitz from Shai Mosha and the Rif Kibas Mosha Israel be discussed with Shlomo Chaim Mosha and Malkim and Brachma Saramalka, Matrizim and Fegudin, and discussed for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're in the middle of Simon Reish Mem Dalet, and we are up to Sif Hey. Okay, so continuing on over here in the discussion regarding having a guy working for you on Shabbos and what things are allowed or not. Okay, so now we're going to. The next two seifim are a little bit difficult to fully understand, but it'll give us a little bit of an idea. Of course, like we said in the beginning over here, any of these shailas we certainly have to ask. Says the Mechaber Seif Hey, Im Sachar Eini Yehudi L'Shanay L'Shtayim She'yichtav Lo Yeshiyari Lo Beged. So, and Mishabur will explain it, but I'll share it here. So somebody hires somebody to work for him full-time, and they are in charge of, they are, the example that he gives, that let's say the person's a chashuva person, and he hires a scribe to write notes of everything that goes on in the court, right? He's his personal tailor that he weaves and creates begadim for him. Okay, so he works full time, right? So, right? He's allowed to do his writing and his weaving on Shabbos. We'll see. This is talking about that he's not doing it in the Yid's house. He's doing it in his own house. And he was hired for a full year to do whatever writing has to be done. And we'll have to discuss, what does that mean? Did the Yid ask him to do it on Shabbos? Did he choose to do it on Shabbos? Obviously, based on what we've learned till now, we're all gonna know already. This can't be that the Yid told him, I need you to do it on Shabbos. So the Yid is giving him so much work that he has to do it on Shabbos. But basically, he determines that he wants to do it on Shabbos. No different than if I would hire a tailor, the kablanis. I say, can you please make me a suit? I'll pay you $1,000 for the suit. Now, being that the guy decides to do the suit whenever he wants, and he's not doing it in my house, that we said is permissible, because the fact that he's doing it on Shabbos is totally, I'll die to the nafshi, totally because he wants. Says the Mechaber, this is the exact same situation over here, right? That he is hiring him full time, right? You work for me all year round, and I pay you $100,000 a year, and you take care of all my clothes that I need to have tailored. So therefore, the guy decides to do it on Shabbos. It's the same idea, and therefore, it is mutter. So let's pause over here and see the Mishabur on this. She'yichtav loy, kasam agana from, kavanas harambam. This is really the shita of the Rambam that the Mechaber is bringing down. Kederach Hasarim, like the ministers, Yeshlem Soifer Miyuchid, they have a personal scribe, like Chayit Miyuchid, or personal tailor. Shekol Eish Hatzarach Hasar Lichtoiv, anytime the guy wants to write something, he dictates it to him, Mechuyiv Lichtoiv, and he writes it. Ube Eish, Shein Tzarach Loi, when he doesn't need him, Yashiv Batal, he sits around and does nothing. Ulechein Mutta Lichtoiv, Alarik Bashabbos, he's allowed to do it on Shabbos, Shehu Oysa it's up to him to decide when he wants to do it. As I explained, it has to be that the Yid is not telling him, I need you to get this done on Shabbos. If he wants to do it on Sunday, he can do it Sunday. Here's another factor that's important in this scenario that the Rambam is being matered. The Yid is not benefiting from the fact that he does it on Shabbos. So again, I paid the guy a fixed price for the whole year to work for me to do whatever writing that I need him to do. The fact that he chooses to do it Shabbos makes zero difference to me. I don't benefit at all if he did it on Friday, if he did it on Sunday, if he did it on Shabbos. And he's not doing it in my house. And therefore, it's totally his own decision to be doing it on Shabbos, and that's why the Rambam holds it's mutter. Aval im schari lerig like tamid b'shana zoi. I lift of like tamid. If I said you are my writer 7 days a week, you have to write for me. Asaf la Rambam lift of like Shabbos. Then you're not allowed to do it because that's hiring the guy to do a malacha that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Af sheim edaktiv olav al bitol ezayon. Now you're not going to argue that. Listen, the guy takes a day off. I let him. I don't get on his case. I hired him to do it on this day, and I'm benefiting from it. So that's the Rambam shita. Umataz mashma the gambechahai gavna choshev la Rambam kablonis, that this is considered the same like we learned till now. It's kablonis. Since it's nothing, makes no difference to me if he skips a day. But if I am makbid and say, you better, what happened? Why didn't do anything the whole Saturday? That would be a problem. It's as if I commanded him to do it on Shabbos. What happens if I told him that I need you to finish this book by the end of the week, right? And who makbid, that is like a makbid. So on Sunday, I tell him, I need this thing written up by next week Sunday. And I know, based on the working hours, it's impossible for him to finish it before without working on Shabbos. So that would be awesome. Now the Chabad Chaim takes away one of the drays that somebody might have thought to say. Nah, really, he could finish. If he'd work 22 hours a day, he'd be able to finish without working on Shabbos. Sorry, I didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. No. He says that you got to use normal hours. Normal thing, a person works 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours a day. If I'm hiring him on Sunday to do it, and it's 70 hours of work, that means I'm assuming he's going to work on Shabbos, and it's as if I'm telling him to work on Shabbos. The fact that he can work 15 hours a day is not an Afal Bikain. That's as if I am telling him to do it on Shabbos. Cain, Bear, Primigodim, Kavanosav, Hiskimi, Imai Neged, El Yarabah, they all agree with him. Oishi Yeregloi Hareze, so he says, Cain Sarach Loim, that's the proper Nusach. Okay, so that's the start of this halacha. Now the Mechaber continues. Vahu, this that the Rambam says that it's Mutta, Shaloi Achshavima Yoim Yoim, you can't say I'm paying you X amount of dollars per day that it's work. So Jack, if you're telling him that he has to have it ready by Shabbos and he will have it ready by Shabbos, then obviously there's no problem. So if I'm telling him he has to have it ready by Shabbos and it's impossible, and I know he's not going to deliver it to me till Matzah Shabbos, that didn't help anything.
Well, that was exactly my point. If I tell him the deadline is Friday, then Friday afternoon he tells me I need more time.
Then what? So then tell him Monday. Then tell him, okay, no problem. You have till Monday. He might know that you prefer having it sooner. You got to give him normal hours, normal amount of time to get it done. Right? Now, again, we're not finished yet this halacha, but from here we will see. Many of us have goyim working for us, right? So you can you give him a job on Friday and tell him you need it by? You need it by Sunday, right? Now, if you told him, like we spoke about last week, if I told him I need it, I'm giving it to him on Friday, I drop off clothes by the cleaners at 10 minutes before the Zman, and I tell the guy I don't need it till Monday, and the cleaners sends me it's a early Shabbos, right? So they're open late, and then I Matzah Shabbos, I know that this cleaners does one day cleaners, and it closes 8 o'clock on Matzah Shabbos, and I go right after his mom to pick it up. That's fine because I told him I don't need it till Monday. I happen to know that he gets his stuff done right away. But I told him I gave him till Monday to do it. Okay. Now says the Mechaber, it can't be that you pay him by the day. So two other conditions. If I'm paying him $100 each day that you work for me, then the fact that he decides to work on Shabbos, that's already a problem because I am paying him for working for me that day. Second problem, it cannot be done in my house. If it's done in my house, that becomes a problem, which this is going to lead us into people who have live-ins, right? That's or even a regular cleaning lady. The Yeshmi Shoise Besoichen Yehudi Lizman. Now, there's those who answer this whole thing. We'll see, that's the Shita of the Radvaz. They argue with the Rambam. They say everything that we just said till now is mutter, right? They hold this also. Let's see the Mishavush. I can't be medactic, not just that I'm paying him for each day. If he's going to skip working on Shabbos, I'm going to call him out. That would be a problem because then he's working for me. I'm paying him to do Malachas Isser on Shabbos. The Beis Yisrael, it can't be done in his house. That's Pashut, says the Mishaburu. The Bezeh Afilu Kablonis Gemura, so remember that case. We said, even if I hired the tailor to make me a suit, and I'm going to pay him $1,000 for the suit, and he's doing it in my house. It was only mutter if he was doing it in his house, right? So it's not nickered that it's of Yisrael, but if he was doing it in my house, it's a problem. The Yesh Mishaisa, who das arrived? I said the Radvaz, it's the Ravid, I'm sorry. Vehine, ledas atas anal nichol bepshitas, tam arrived. It's, and he'll explain. the Svira law, the Afshein, and Makbid Abituloi, Mikal Makam, Ari Yisrael, Mavircha Yodeh. What was the Rambam's reason that it's Mutter? That for me, I don't benefit by the fact that he did it on Shabbos, because he has to get it done. He chose to do it on Shabbos. If he does it on Sunday, he does it on Sunday. However, says the Ravid, bottom line is I am benefiting because he's getting it done for me. And Sunday morning, a new thing is going to pop up. He's going to end up being available to do it for me. So I am having a benefit from it. Well, that's a Magen Avraham. Now, Gam Kenicha, according to Magen Avraham as well, the Svira Lo La Ravid, the Astrom Avim, and Vashi Ois B'Shabbos, the Shemitz Yistarach Gam Lamacha, Lichtav Lo Yuchalas Shnaim Gechad. I conflated the Magen Avraham, the Taz. So the Magen Avraham says, right, the Taz gives a simple reason. He says that the bottom line is, even if I'm not benefiting directly, he's still doing a shlichus for me. And therefore, since he's not a real kablanis, he's my shliach, he's my worker, and he's doing it for me, and therefore it should be yasa. The Magen Avraham says even more. Magen Avraham says, although you're arguing that you're not having a benefit, says you are having a benefit. You're having a benefit because the fact is, when he gets it done on Saturday, Sunday morning, a new issue is going to pop up that I need him. He's going to be available. He's not going to say, I'm sorry, I'm backlogged in work, I can't get it done for you. Therefore, the holds that you shouldn't do it at all. Okay, now, let's go to the Rama over here. Says the Rama, Vidafka, that this case is that even, let's go with the sheet of the Rambam, that it's Mutta. Vidafka Sheshchari L'malachim Yuched is going back at Larry Gaysay for living. If I hire him for one specific job, therefore, as long as he's getting it done, he can get it done whenever he wants. Aval im kishes sachrei l'chol amalacha sheyitzdarach toichs manas chiris. If I hire him for all work, you're my worker. You are my shikyingle, as they say, right? You are whatever I need you to do. You be around. You be available for me to do it. L'kulam yasa kugmashis bar soif simen reish from Zion. We'll get more into reish from Zion, but everyone will hold that it's us. So let's see Mishnah Berurah. The malachim yichedes, when it's for a specific job, the bezeh efshe shaloi yigil yisro rebecha yidezeh shalaisa b'shabbos. Then you can argue that I am not benefiting from the fact that he's doing it on Shabbos. Keep going. Shaloi yitzach asro la riga ksiva kolkach. I might not have any reason to need him on Sunday. He decides to do it on Saturday. I might end up giving him Sunday off. Avalim l'chol ha-malacha is if he is just a general guy for me to do whatever I need. So Sunday, I'll have something else I need him to do. It's almost certain. I'm having a direct benefit from the fact that the guy's doing it on Shabbos. Even if I don't keep track of his days, it would still be asa. Here we're going to run into some problems. The people who have maids at home, they're doing the work on Shabbos. I feel like even though they're not doing it in your house, they're hired for everything. And they're doing it in your house. So says the Chofetz Chaim, if I have, let's go with a living, because that's going to be even a bigger problem, although it doesn't really, in many of these cases, it doesn't make that much of a difference. But let's go simple, so it's a comparative case. If I have a live-in in my house, right? So, number one, she's doing the malacha in my house. We said that's a problem. Number two, she's hired to do whatever I need around the house, cleaning, washing, laundry, whatever it is, polishing, whatever it is. So, the fact that she's doing it on Shabbos, I benefit directly from it. So, for both of those reasons, it's a problem. Even her own work. If she's doing, let's say it's Saturday, I say, listen, my rabbi told me I'm not allowed to have you do any work for me on Shabbos, anything that's a malacha, right? And therefore, she says, okay, no problem. On Saturday, I'm going to take care of my own stuff. I'll do my own laundry, whatever I need. But people see her doing work. They don't know that she's doing it for herself. But now I'm going to say, they're not going to say I'm sorry, I lost the blaze. I feel as well. Hatsu beis about tam ne'arayim shaloi yoyim malacha sheisra aliyaisa. The people, you don't want the people to say, see it. They're going to say she's doing the work of the yisrael. The yirab behavi b'shem seifat shuma. The malacha hatsu mutzah. The yirab says that her own stuff it is mutzah. V'dagtoi shagam rabbeinu simcha ma'id lezeh. Ayin sham etvar. He holds that even the rabbeinu simcha that the Taz quotes the rabbeinu simcha that says it's also. The rabbi holds that's not what Rabbeinu Simcha says, and he holds that it's mutter. But I'm a kriya god and yashiv divrei taz ayin shom. He does explain the taz. But I'm a sefer chayyeh odem klal samach dal l'sakein hashivcha bigdeha, that she's sewing her own begadim, l'kulami mutter bebeis balabais, that would be mutter according to everyone. Because people can tell she's sewing her uniform. Everybody knows that that's not the Yisrael's clothes. She's sewing, right? They wear different clothes than we wear. So just to spend another minute on this last thing, because this is the most negative part to us, he says, if you have a guy working in your house, you have a cleaning lady, a housekeeper working in your house, that is doing malacha in your house, that's malacha of Isser, that you're not allowed to do, then you're what's the hatter? She's in your house, she's doing a malacha sissa, people see it, they know that you told her to do it on that day, to do a malacha of issa. Lamaisa, let's say it comes to turning on a light because she wants to be able to wash the dishes, so she can wash the dishes without turning on the light. So really, she turned on the light for herself. Lamaisa, can she use hot water or not? So Rabbi Yasha discusses it. He says as follows, and according to the way, at least the way the Pesukei Teshuvos learns it, he says that if it's a situation where she can wash the dishes with cold water, then we're not talking about a case where she's washing the dishes and you don't need them for Shabbos. We'll talk about that later on. That might be a different problem. Let's say it's Shabbos morning and you need the dishes for Shalosh Yodis. So she's washing the dishes on Friday night, then you need it to Shabbos morning. So really, if it's a situation where she could have washed it with cold water, but for her it's easier, would have taken her 20 minutes to wash each plate with cold water, or her hands would have gotten cold, and she chooses to wash it with hot water, then it would be okay, because the fact that she's using hot water is just to make her job easier. But if it's a situation that the plates are so cake with shuman, with fat, that it would not come off with cold water, and the only way to wash with hot water, then it's problematic to have her do it. Again, none of this is psak halacha, but it's definitely something, when you have a cleaning lady in the house, we all discussed it a lot, but it becomes a big shaila. Okay, we'll stop over here, and if it's Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.